You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you have been pooping yourself to death in Boston, you're not alone. I guess there's over 100 people that have had uncontrollable craps, and they're trying to figure out what's happening. They believe it's coming from contaminated foods that have been in contact with infected poop.
Great.
But they still don't know for sure where it's coming from. Here's the story of what's happening from Boston 25 News.
Could it be lettuce, cucumbers, or something else from the farm? At this point, Massachusetts state health officials have no idea what has sickened more than 100 people in the state with cyclosporiasis. But the number of cases is growing.
Last year, in the whole year, we only saw 33 cases.
The disease is caused by the parasite cyclospora and transmitted by the ingestion of contaminated fruits and vegetables. It produces one hallmark symptom.
People can have pretty significant diarrhea for several days.
At the State Department of Public Health, Dr. Larry Madoff says not only is this the largest number of cases ever seen in Massachusetts, but it's also the first time cyclosporiasis has been seen in residents with no history of ingesting food while in another country.
What we think is that this is because produce is coming from those countries and it's being consumed here.
So here's a bit of good news about cyclospora. It can't be transmitted directly from person to person, meaning if someone in your house gets sick with it, they can't give it directly to you. It first has to pass from the human intestine down into the soil. There it turns into an active form. And if it gets on produce and then is ingested, well, that's when it causes disease. For healthy people, cyclosporiasis is usually an uncomfortable, albeit not life-threatening illness.
Well, you don't get fever and aches and things like that, like an infection that's invasive, because it stays inside the intestine.
People who get sickest with cyclosporiasis are the usual suspects, those with compromised immune systems or those who are otherwise frail. With the number of cases growing, it's important that if you have a lingering bout of diarrhea, you get it checked out by a doctor.
There you go, guys. If you have lingering bouts of diarrhea, make sure you see your doctor.
There's never been a time in my life I didn't have lingering.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even know I had this.
I don't have a fever. It's just normal.
Another day.
Have you guys seen that commercial for Pepto-Bismol that's like, they go through the things, they're like, upset stomach, nausea,
yes.
And then there's one guy that goes, diarrhea.
He really
breaks it down.
It's like, he sings it beautifully, but his part was just diarrhea. Yeah.
Imagine that, like you have to tell your family you finally made it.
Yeah, that's like, I kept thinking about it. I want to know the story behind the guy that sings diarrhea like an angel.
That's his only line in the whole commercial.
Yeah, well,
sure,
it's like
a great paycheck, too, for the diarrhea. Line.
I'm the diarrhea
enough.
Guy.
Not enough.
See the kitchen? I built that with my diarrhea money.
Well, at least the cupboards.
It's the cupboards,
yeah. Yeah, the cupboards you got.
Yeah, it's
diarrhea.
It's like crazy singing commercial. It's coming up. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I hope it's the right one we find.
I think I've seen this one.
Is this the one? Here?
They do get into it.
I don't know if this is it.
When you have nausea,
yep.
Heartburn, indigestion.
Yep.
Yes.
You missed it there.
Diarrhea. He really did sell it.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
It's the nicest diarrhea has ever sounded.
Ever. It's tough to make it sound.
The
nice.
Director's like, no, more. We need you more beautiful on the diarrhea.
What you do? Diarrhea. Sing it, but whisper it to me.
Is he the one singing it? The actor guy? You know, the guy?
It's probably not even him.
Right?
It's probably like
someone else.
Somebody was in a booth
it's
and was like,
Milli Vanilli.
All right, hit me again with the.
Yes.
Do it again from the top.
No. Not good enough yet. I still think it's kind of gross.
Let me try a little something different. Here we go. Upset. Diarrhea.
Closer.
How was that?
Closer, but I kind of still felt like I had diarrhea.
From the top, boys. From the top. One more time.
Diarrhea.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Got it.
Is that good?
We got it.
That's as good as it's going to get.
It.
Oh, good job.
75 takes.
But here's the thing, sir. We're not going to use you in the commercial.
Well, that's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, we've got a handsome dude where he's going to be a flight attendant.
Way to pour salt in the wound.
Yeah. You have the voice, but not the face of diarrhea.
Hi, how are you? I'm the voice of diarrhea.
The voice of diarrhea. Yeah, it'll never tell you that. I sang that, you know.
Come on. No,
that was you?
That was
you?
That was me. I'm the voice of diarrhea. You're Let me hear it. I don't believe you. Let me hear it.
Yeah, diarrhea.
Oh, my God, it is you.
I told you.
Oh, my God, it is.
I told you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, the guy told me I wasn't handsome enough to be the diarrhea guy on the plane.
Well...
Can I have your autograph?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Can you sign it, diarrhea?
Yeah, well, you know it. And you're going to have to help me spell it, though.
Yeah, who knows?
Nobody knows
who
how
knows?
To
spell it. Spell check. Spell diarrhea, though.
It shouldn't be that hard to spell it.
Well,
lots of vowels in there.
Diarrhea.
I can guarantee you I get it so hard? Wrong.
I don't think anybody can spell it.
No.
It's a terrible word.
It's a tough one.
It is. I just like him in the booth.
If I have to spell it, I just call it the poops.
The poops.
Diarrhea. Yeah, I got the poops. You know what I'm going to be singing all day now?
Oh, that's a bad one.
That commercial stopped me in my tracks. I'm so immature. I was like, just another little Sunday. Let's see what's on the old TV. Diarrhea, sing like an angel.
Oh, I'm glad it finally came up.
Yeah. Try new Pepto Liquid Caps for fast relief and ultra coating. Get powerful relief. New Pepto.
They even ended on diarrhea.
And the poor woman in there too. She had to dress in pink and rubber belly.
She's like, yeah.
I got diarrhea too, boys.
Oh, diarrhea.
Ladies get diarrhea too.
They do.
Oh, don't.
Ladies get
don't
diarrhea.
Don't ever say that again.
Ladies they do. Get diarrhea.
Ladies get diarrhea too.
That's terrible.
Diarrhea is for everyone.
It's a terrible thought. I don't ever want to think about a girl getting diarrhea.
Me either.
I don't.
Shut his mouth.
I
shut
don't.
Your mouth. Don't ever say that.
I don't. They don't get it. It's a guy thing.
He's even trying to give it to a woman on the plane, too.
Could you imagine a flight attendant comes up to you and is like, sir,
yes,
you having diarrhea?
I, you noticed.
Thank you.
There you go.
Diarrhea.
Wow. There's a ton of these. They've done a ton of these commercials.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the country version.
Did he just touch his butt?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's like waving his butt.
This is for down south.
Yeah, this is the country version.
We got it for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, you know, a lot of times because we are living near Detroit, you know, we would always be targeted. We'd have all like the
Motown,
the Motown style mm-hmm. of all the commercials. So like our McDonald's commercials were way different than the rest of the
really?
Country. Oh, it would be like crazy, like Motown-y style commercials that we would hear. So like that makes sense. Like they're like, well, listen, we gotta make we need a diarrhea commercial for Arkansas.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a country version of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because we don't want like you know, kind of flamey flight attendants aren't gonna work in Arkansas.
How about like a band?
Diarrhea.
They just ate fried chicken.
Yeah,
that could go wrong.
Yeah, it could go real wrong.
A lot of barbecue. Could you imagine being at a meal too and be like, thank God that guy in that band threw me this Pepto-Bismol, because that chicken gave me diarrhea.
Yeah.
Fast. It was immediate diarrhea.
Beautiful.
It's great that that commercial gets you so excited.
Oh, I know. I did. I like kicked my little legs.
Yeah,
I was getting
like,
into it.
Here's what we need.
Walker told me I have diarrhea.
You need to sing the word diarrhea.
Over and over again. How many times?
You need to whisper it while you sing it.
Whisper it and sing it at the same time?
Make me feel happy.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you were
you
looking for?
You are the best.
I am the best.
You are the best. They said get the best, and you are the
you
best.
You chose the right guy for the voice of diarrhea.
What's the I have a bad case of diarrhea?
I like that it. Was, like, it's like they're learning how to speak English.
Oh, this
oh,
is like.
No, what is this?
Oh,
this
boy.
Looks wild.
This is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You and me both, bud.
Some chicks in workout gear doing a...
What's happening?
Doing a, I have a bucket of diarrhea. I have a bucket of diarrhea. I have a bucket of diarrhea. I have a bucket of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Remix.
Diarrhea.
Andy, can you do this commercial?
I could, yeah. Just give me that outfit.
Diarrhea.
This is your ringtone, James.
That is my ringtone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Andy said, diarrhea is for everyone.
And that's three workout Asian ladies singing a song about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and let's hope they don't, because they're in very skimpy outfits.
Yeah, no, that'd be a bad video.
You'd be able to tell.
Diarrhea.
I have a case of diarrhea.
What a weird DVD to buy.
Yeah.
You're like gonna go to America, I guess, and they're like, well, there's only five or six different phrases you need to know, one of which is I have a bad case of diarrhea. Like you would like you'd share it, number one. Like you just like run up, I guess you just run to CVS.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It's to prepare them for coming here to the country because we have a lot of diarrhea
here. What did you take away from America when you visited here?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Well, if like an Asian lady comes up to you and she's like, looks like she's doing the chicken dance with her arms.
She's got diarrhea! Get out of there!
You know, that's, she's about to say it. Because I don't know why they got to flap their wings while they say it, but
helps them remember it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
They learn right hello,
yeah.
and then goodbye,
yep.
thank
and
you,
and
this.
And diarrhea.
I have diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Like the guy trying to learn English for this.
Yeah. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It makes learning English fun.
It does, doesn't it?
He's just doing the steps.
Yeah. I tried to get a chipper also learning a diarrhea song. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of I can't get it right.
Damn it. Keep trying. You're getting there.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Good job, sir. Well done, man.
Very good.
You did it. You did it. You do have a bad case of diarrhea. I believe you.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I can hear that from the bathroom. The echo of the bathroom.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You hear that?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Somebody's got diarrhea.
There's an Asian man in there with diarrhea. He's doing a dance.
Oh, my God.
There's an Asian man dancing in there like the chicken dance. It's a diarrhea dance.
Dancing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I gotta really feel for this guy. He was in a weird situation. It did not go his way. He's been listening for a little while. He's never reached out to us before at email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. But he said, it's taken me 4 years to even admit this to anyone. But when I was in my mid-20s, I just started dating this girl that I worked with at the gym. Mm-hmm. It was like a higher class gym, so there was a decent amount of rich and well-known people there. Mm-hmm. So we got to know this one couple pretty well. They were about 15 years older than us. The wife was a famous porn star.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her whole name, but her porn last name was Lust.
Okay. I know who it is.
Okay. We went out with them a few times. But this time was different. My girlfriend and Lust started getting a little frisky.
Yeah, of course.
So we end up going back to their house.
Mm-hmm.
They got even more frisky.
Uh-oh.
We're all wasted. We end up switching partners. Here I am with this incredible MILF porn star.
Wow.
And I couldn't perform.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at my girlfriend at the time, getting railed by this older guy.
She's just getting destroyed.
That's the dude that landed the porn star.
Yeah. So he destroys bits.
Took her on a wild journey through delight.
He probably is a porn star himself.
Mm-hmm.
In smaller.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lust offered to do anything I wanted while giving me a Billy Joel, and the little guy would not react.
That's all.
Eventually, I just got up and walked out because I started crying.
This guy.
I would have done anything.
He started crying. It's the saddest story.
I was so embarrassed and pissed that I let this amazing opportunity to do a porn star go by.
Can we look up this porn star?
Yeah.
So I can see her.
What's her whole name? I need to know her. What's her whole name? Do you know her?
Well, it's we're not. We can't be 100%.
We can't just say that she did
how
this.
Many, like, yeah, it seems pretty common in the porn world to have your whatever lust.
Yeah, it's like...
there's a million like chicks with the last name.
Yeah, exactly. It's Smith in the porn.
That's the Smith of porn.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at them knockers.
Well, porn.
I didn't see. Oh, yeah.
I put the name on the screen for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me see. Okay. I'm not on your screen. So they,
Well, let me look her up here.
They're not from around here.
Yeah.
Around this area?
Yeah.
There was a porn star living here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, she's, okay.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of her.
She's big time, too. Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow, look at this title of this one.
I've even heard of her.
Yeah.
Lisa's heard of her.
Right.
She's reached out to be on the show with us.
I think that's how I've heard of her. Now I totally get it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Wow.
Wow, he lost his shot with this big knockered porn star. Huh?
Yep.
Crying, limp dick fool. That is so sad.
You didn't make him feel better. You just admitting this. He hasn't been able to talk about it, and we just just rip him apart.
That is. Thanks for sharing your story, you crying, limp dick bitch of a man. Sadness in your genitals, sadness in your face. You should probably just call it quits.
Oh my God.
Poor guy. Embarrassment.
You can kind of understand being a little bit nervous. She's had
just insane stuff.
She's had insane things happen to her.
That's too intimidating, right?
There's not,
for some guys.
There's nothing I could do to miss Lust that would even remotely please her.
Make a dent?
No. There really isn't.
I mean, maybe that's what got in his head, but to cry.
Crying is crazy.
Crying while your girlfriend's getting railed by probably a porn star.
But that's probably what made him cry, too. Imagine a,
I the, think that
imagine
you're
a
right.
beating her bits were taking.
The combination of it all together. He's seeing his girlfriend. He can't get it up. He's embarrassed by everything. And he's wasted.
And he
emotions
says,
are peaking.
Like Miss Lust was being nice about it.
Yeah,
and
well,
he just cried.
She's seen it all. You know what I mean?
Cried and ran.
Like, probably saying, what can we do, baby? What can we do to help
you?
She's
like,
she was probably offering to stimulate any way possible.
Oh, I'm sure she had all the tricks up her sleeve.
Of course. She's got all the sex tricks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a sad story.
I didn't realize her history around here, where she's from and where she's school.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Really.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Just got a little behind-the-scenes video here on her Twitter.
Behind the scenes is always cool.
Yeah,
that is cool. Very cool.
It's crazy though, because it's like the behind the scenes stuff that you see in porn where it's just like
jokes and weirdness.
Well, they're just
it's a job.
It's just a job. Like they're
So she
don't even care.
Off duty, you know, she's not
off duty. How do you get the butt wedding job?
She's off duty. But how? So she's off duty, and she want, and she's like trying to. She's doing this on her spare time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
is she directing porns?
She definitely was. She.
Yeah, I think she has a hand in like directing and producing.
Stuff.
Well, that's how you end up making all the money.
I think she still does some scenes, but I'm not totally up on my Mrs. Lust facts.
Yeah.
Off duty.
So she's off duty right now. She's actually on a set. But she's off duty. She's not on a clock.
Like, so, yeah, she needs some guy in the gym.
She was about to be on duty.
I think so.
I'm saying, like, I'm not talking about what I'm watching there. I'm talking about, like, at the gym. She's off duty. Yes. And she's just, like, hooking up. Like, this is what she does in her spare time.
Oh, she's a sexual being, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure her and that guy.
Like, it's not acting.
No.
Like,
I think a lot of those girls, it's just...
That's a part of their life.
Yeah. They're just horny chicks.
They don't go home and they're like, you know...
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normal.
Right. No. They're not just making breads and
no.
Things like that.
No, they're banging people.
Yeah, they're having sex.
So even off duty, she likes sex with other people.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
I know.
Wonder what she said to him, like. Did she make him feel
better? She sounds nice. Like, he doesn't say anything bad about her.
Well, yeah,
like, she just said that she was offering to, she was giving him a BJ, trying to help him out. She said she'd do anything to help him, but he couldn't.
Nothing was working.
You poor, crying, vindictive.
I guess this is, they do this a lot. So just from people in the area say that, yeah, that people know
this
that
happens all the time.
Yeah, they get around. They like to experiment with people.
Well, listen, if you married a porn star.
Yeah.
It's something. It's a
boring stuff, you know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Someone said that the kind of similar thing happened to him. Man, so many people know who we're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's
put
one of the most.
Out there.
It's the second you said the last name. I think everybody.
As soon as
in
you
the
said
world,
the last name, I knew who it was. Actually, yeah. Once you said like a local, I think you alluded to as a local. I knew exactly who it was going to be.
She's won hottest MILF 4 years in a row. At the Adult Video News Awards, kind of like the Oscars.
She's accomplished, for sure.
Yeah. She's
decorated.
Not gross.
Not
she's in great shape.
Yeah.
She's accomplished.
She's very nice. I've met her before. So.
Oh, yeah?
She's just trying to get on the show, right? Well, I'm sure she's nice. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't need to get on this show.
Well, she tried. That's what James just said.
I know. Probably just listened.
I don't know why. Why did she want on the show?
When I met her, I think pushing a book or something.
Oh,
or
she wrote a book?
She wanted to
about,
promote.
Like, just the porn industry?
Other off-duty experiences.
Off-duty.
Yeah. She's got way more money than us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure.
That poor, poor, impotent bitch of a man.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Limp
I know.
Dick,
thank
crying
you for listening.
Bitch. Thanks for reaching out. Same situation, except without a porn star, this guy said. Me and my ex and a decent-looking chick. The chick is going downstairs on my ex. I get the green light to do the chick from the other side, and I could not get it to go. I will never forget that devastating moment.
Man.
First time I had sex with my girlfriend, took him about 45 minutes to stand tall because I was so nervous when she was nude on top of me. 45 minutes. She's patient.
That is a patient lady.
I would have given up on myself after about 10.
Yeah, like this isn't like, okay, happening today.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm not performing.
Yeah.
This is incredibly embarrassing.
Someone said he said that was his girlfriend at the time. Did this end that relationship?
Oh, for sure. Mm. I mean, it didn't end it, probably, but it was one of the...
It's no good when your man's crying because he can't get hard to rail the porn star in the other room while you're getting railed by her. Probably just gigantic dick...
Yeah.
Husband or whatever.
Yeah.
Fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the combination of everything got in his head. Plus, he was probably incredibly wasted, and that doesn't help. Mm. So just to make this guy feel better, I was going to have a threesome once. Two girls wanted to have sex with both of them, but I could not get it up, and I left with my head hanging in shame.
Listen, I think this happens more than people realize in crazy scenarios where the pressure's on.
Yeah, the pressure's on, I think, and then a lot of times those situations develop because you've been partying.
Oh, yeah.
So your wiener's as drunk as you are.
Yeah.
If not more stuff involved.
Yeah. But, I mean, you gotta not cry.
To me, the whole, like, you bring your girlfriend to
and a porn star gets a hold of her.
How did they do? Like, well. so they were in. Like, he could see his girlfriend. So, I wonder if they have a room with two beds, or they're just
going at it. Whatever, I'm sure it's just whatever.
The guy is.
Well, I know who the guy is.
Oh,
but
you do?
Yeah, people.
If it's the same guy,
people know who he is.
Can we look him up?
Oh, I don't think he's in the business.
He's not in the business.
Oh, I thought he was.
He has another job.
Too.
No, no, he's in the. He's in a different industry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. He does that for a living.
You guys are good at charades.
That one.
You guys are awesome at charades.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yep.
I got exactly what Chuck was acting out, and then I looked over at Dave, and I got exactly what he was acting out. Too. Yeah. Like, perfect. You guys are good.
We had to play charades back in the day.
Yeah.
That was the only thing you could do. There was no real games.
The entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Master charadesman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a tough scene all around for that poor guy.
Yeah, poor
so,
guy.
But thanks for sharing
know.
Your...
You so you just don't. Had to get that off.
I think you just had to let someone know that happened to him. And I will not ever identify him.
No, God, no.
Yeah, I mean,
who that knows is what kind of partying he was up to, too. I mean,
what a confession.
But it happened, so that should make him feel better.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does happen. A lot of guys share, and Chuck's right. I think threesomes are too intimidating for some people, or even swapping partners. They think it sounds amazing, but then when they get down to it, they're like, oh, God.
Especially with an experienced porn star.
I'm telling you this right now. Like, it haunts me to this day. The video that I saw probably in my late teens of a, like, it was a nighttime video that was happening, so it was like that green effect, and it was two girls and a like a boyfriend, and they started doing stuff, and he's like filming it, and they were like, all right, come on, start doing, and he couldn't, and he had to finally just leave, and it haunts me. I'm like
you never
God.
Forgot it. That,
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. And so I've always known that even if you're in some kind of crazy like threesome thing, there's a chance it doesn't happen
Could
for
go
you.
Wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah. And then you feel really bad about it.
Like, how do you think this can
this Lendra.
Yeah.
Didn't make it any better.
No, you didn't.
Didn't make it any better at all.
It. You just finished it.
Lender cussed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just saying, we have no idea if she's actually ever done anything outside of.
And we don't. Yeah, work. We don't know if this is true.
No, this is just what this guy's saying. Allegedly.
That video, I've heard you talk about that video before with the dude and the two chicks, and it's like, it haunts me just hearing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Patrick, who's
with
us.
They started laughing at him.
No.
Patrick, have you had an amazing but embarrassing night out?
Yes, I have. 1 sec.
How much? Go ahead, talk.
No, he said 1 sec.
Oh, 1 sec.
Yeah, he's putting us on hold. 1 sec.
Are you on hold?
No, I was just plugged in my headphones. My phone's weird.
Oh, okay.
So I was seeing this girl, and she was kind of couch-shaped. I was pretty depressed. We had sex beforehand, and it was her 18th birthday in the hotel party. And so, anywho, I had never drank before, really. I was like 17. And stuff starts going down. Her friends start getting horny. I'm the only guy there because no one shows up. So they all decide, all four of them, that they're going to hang out with me and, start performing on me. Well, they start trying to make it happen, and I can't get it up.
It didn't work.
So they move over to each other. Mm-hmm. And after about 10 minutes of that, I'm like, all right, I'm
ready. Okay.
Didn't work out for him. I think I was getting. To
yeah. Did he
point.
Say his girl was shaped like a couch?
Couch or a cow?
Yeah. Couch. You never say cow.
Okay, I
you
just not.
Say she was a cow. You don't say shaped like a cow. Shaped like a couch.
You know. So he was with a bigger girl. So he couldn't get it up in a big girl fivesome. Well, that's normal.
What's that? Is that technically called a stampede? What do you call it? A big girl fivesome.
A furniture store.
Call that the Buick dealership?
It's an art van.
I call this the Buick parking lot.
Holy smokes.
Jesus.
Sounds like a rough night.
It doesn't sound good. It didn't sound good before he couldn't get it up.
Big girl fives.
Ouch. Big girl. Her and her friend. No one else showed up because no one else wanted to.
You imagine, though?
It's crazy.
You're stuck in a big girl fivesome?
So let's
You're lucky
hear it.
You make it out alive.
Yeah.
From the female perspective with voice changing technology. Oh, again, we have new voice changing technology, so we'll see how it goes
here.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, Balls.
Balls.
We're wondering if you've been a part of an embarrassing night out. Amazing, but embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah, so when I was in college, we got real drunk after, like, a Duke Michigan State game, and four of us were going to go back and have a foursome. On the walk home, one of the guys was so drunk, he ended up finding his friend and hopped in his friend's car, so now it's just the three of us in the threesome. We started hooking up, and the guy's penis could just not participate, so he's like, well, I'm going to go get you guys shots, and he leaves the room. We end up locking the door behind him, and I end up having my first full-on lesbian experience, which was great.
He was locked out.
We didn't ever let him back in.
Yeah, he was locked out.
Did he knock?
Don't ever leave.
Did he whine or moan outside?
Did he cry?
Did he pound?
He was pretty drunk and wasted, so I think he pretended that he forgot, and we just let it all go like that.
Everyone forgot. Yeah,
he just
won't. Oh my God.
He forgot.
He didn't forget. Oh, Kool-Aid man threw that.
Sorry, I think the door got jammed.
Not if you can't perform.
Yeah, yeah, right about that, Lisa. I hightail it and run if I can't perform.
I'll never see you again.
You'll never see me again. That's when I live my life on the railroad.
I would have shoved a cayenne pepper up it to get it going. I don't care what. I would have figured it out. I would have been in the kitchen working on it. I don't know what it's going to take. I would have smacked it with a rubber mallet. I would have done something. You figure it out.
The girls are hiding.
Like
where are you? I got cayenne pepper in here.
I'm smashing books on it. I would have done everything.
That poor guy.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, the other guy bailed. I mean, he was just like, I'm out of here. He knew better, right?
Well, you never know how great these threesomes really are.
Yeah.
It just sounds better on paper, I think, a lot.
For the most part, yeah.
It's too much pressure
on
the
guys. I'm sure some of them are incredible, but some of them sound
better.
That's
the thing. The guy's got all the pressure in that.
Women don't.
No, you can always perform.
And if until you know somebody who has these things all the time, like you don't really, you know, and you talk to them,
a lot of work, right?
You get the scoop on it. You get the scoop on it. Like what you have to do. And if you're lazy, it's hard. It's not.
It's almost impossible if you're not in shape. It's almost impossible. You have to train for it. I had a friend who literally started working out.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Because his girl was into these, and that's what he had to do.
Same thing happened to me. We were all wasted as well. I blacked out halfway through all of it. The girl ended up starting crying in this one.
Man, and with the tears girl. A lot
and with tears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about an email we got from a listener. He had a chance to swing with a famous porn star and her guy. So they were going to switch partners. His girlfriend went with the porn star's husband, and he was with this famous porn star, last name Lust, he alleges. He said it was amazing. He just could not get aroused. He ended up weeping. He left, ran out of the room because he started to cry. And pissed that he missed this amazing opportunity. So we're wondering if you've had an amazing but embarrassing night. It started out incredible, but it took a hard, hard, sad turn.
Soft turn.
Well, soft. It doesn't have to just involve a soft wiener.
You know, the thing about the porn star, I bet she couldn't even identify this story that it's happened so many times to her.
You think a lot of dudes would probably be intimidated by her.
Yeah, I bet if she's like out there listening, she's like, oh God, which time was that where the guy couldn't do it?
Because like, you think you get in your head and you're just like, if you start telling yourself like, there's nothing I can do to this girl that's going to take her on a journey at all.
No.
Yeah, she's been on every journey.
She's well traveled.
She's been on journeys so you can't like don't even have a map for. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Mordor.
James, online they claim that this porn star we're talking about has had a fling with John Cena.
Oh, that lucky girl. What a lucky girl.
Yep.
Makes sense. I'd say she's got similar looks to one of John Cena's exes.
I would say that, absolutely, she does.
She's got a type for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Someone said, you guys are scaring me. I'm actually in the batter's box for a threesome with my wife and a hot lesbian.
Well, dude. Well, just be ready. I mean, any, you'd never know what could happen.
You're going to want to condition your wiener.
Had a threesome once with my ex and her best friend. We talked about it. It was okay. Till she left the house crying and took off in the car. Me and her friend still finished, though.
Oh, that's mean.
I had to convince her to come back.
That's just one of those situations where a girl is trying to
do something she's not comfortable with.
She's not, and she's trying to like keep the guy happy, and then, you know.
Your slutty friend.
Yeah, like, their slutty friend just like, so finish me.
This came in through text. My wife, he says, is an amateur porn star, and this happens a lot when we get going. Guys get in their head when they find out what she does.
Of course.
You just like, you know, you're not going to be.
Any kind of
is
like
it
set, pressure.
Is it just too intimidating to be with a porn star?
It's the pressure of it. It's the pressure of it.
I think most guys want to just at least like rock it somewhat. Like,
yeah. Anytime if dudes, you could be under a time crunch. You could be under like whatever like the external pressure of something is. It can shut it down.
Yeah. So, that I'm picturing Chuck in the kitchen screaming clear, trying to shock it.
Clear! 2 9-volt batteries.
Oh, that burns.
Starting to glow.
I don't care.
I'd have an onion in my butt.
Someone said that guy couldn't get hard. I got hard when you said her name.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's
glad you texted that.
Yeah,
question
Jesus.
Mark.
Erection.
Uncontrollable penis.
Stop your erection text.
Gross.
Gross. Don't text us while you're erect.
That is a great rule.
Yeah.
No erect texting here on Dave and Chuck.
You wouldn't get any more texts.
Right, then the text goes dry.
Erexed.
I was in the middle of an orgy, and I actually lost it after seeing my buddy's dong. It looked like an elephant trunk, and it freaked me out.
Oh.
You gotta know who you're going to battle with.
Yeah. You gotta want to be in the same squad.
Same, yeah, exactly. The same league.
Yeah, you want to be.
Oh. Oof. Gage is in on a regular line in Fort Myers. Gage, did you have a night that was started amazing but ended embarrassing?
I would say it's pretty embarrassing, but so in high school, spring break, me and my buddy were hooking up with this girl, and about an hour beforehand, I had, long story short, I hit my head on a counter, like on a granite sink, and so when we started, I started feeling like liquid running down my face, so I went to the bathroom, and I saw that it was blood, and when I walked back into the room, my buddy, I just saw his bare white ass, and it was pretty embarrassing for me, so I stopped and just let him keep going, and that's about how that went.
That'd be my story. I'd fall and hit myself, right?
I'd
my head open or something.
Sounds like his buddy's bare white ass scared him.
Well, that's not a good.
The blood.
If you haven't walked around the corner and seen your buddy's bare white ass, yeah, I don't understand. I saw my buddy's bare white ass on a golf course one time.
You did.
We were like drinking.
Being silly guys.
No.
Wacky.
No.
Wacky.
So we're drinking in one of my buddy's backyards. One of the guys disappears. We're like, dude, where is blah, blah, blah. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, three of us, like, go wandering out. We're, like, on the golf course, and we look. There's something bright white.
Is it a star? What is it?
Over by the green. There's, like, a green because it's on the golf course. We're like, something, what the hell is that? We get closer, and you realize it's...
Oh.
He had found someone willing to...
Oh.
Go for the hole-in-one.
Goodness.
And we were like, there he is.
Yeah.
And it was disturbing.
Yeah.
It's disturbing to watch your buddy.
Plow.
You got to get the hell out of there.
For sure. Let's go to Mark, who's next in Boston. Mark, I'm wondering if you had a night that started amazing but ended embarrassing.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I definitely did. First of all, prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg.
Preparing to peg, sir. Prepare to peg. Peg!
That's hilarious. My baby brother, I used to work at this YMCA camp, and they had a bunch of foreigners that worked there, and they're always looking for somewhere to go on the weekend. So I had a party at my house, had these girls over, and had two of them in our downstairs living room on the, like, pull-out, you know, like, sofa.
Yeah.
And my baby brother had come downstairs and, like, woke up and walked in on me railing these two girls. Mm. And the one girl started screaming. The other girl started, like, throwing a fit. And the other one girl goes so embarrassed, she started crying. And it ended up being this whole huge thing. And, you know, they all left and was just left there with me and my baby brother.
Oh, wow. That is not,
not
the
good
night
at all.
You envisioned. No. My goodness.
Can Lego.
Someone said when I was 20, I was about to have my first girl-girl threesome. While watching them with each other, I unfortunately got too excited.
Oh, no.
And finaled within the first minute.
That's the other side of it, huh?
I was so embarrassed, I just left.
That's the other side of it.
That is the other side.
Hey, ladies, what we feel?
I'll go make some snacks.
I'm just going to go.
I will retire for the evening. I'll be in the study if you sluts need me.
Oh, man, huh?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. It's a real risk. You're taking a, you're really rolling the dice that you're going to be like a porn star guy.
You just hope that you're right in the, you're right there.
Someone said there's actually a video of Christy Mack, another porn star, driving around trying to pick up random guys to bang. A bunch of them end up getting in the van naked, but can't get it up.
This happens all the time, these things, like the random van thing. They'll do it where they'll find like a couple of like, I would say are actual guys, but then they like, they got a ringer. They always have the ringer.
Yeah.
Who's like, he's a, that guy's a porn star.
Right.
He's ready. You know, he's
gigantic.
You know.
Yeah.
But those poor guys who can't even do anything. Because you signed a waiver.
Yeah, now it's just
signed a waiver.
Oh,
it's on video forever. It doesn't go anywhere. It's on Pornhub forever.
Dude, if that ever happened to me and I couldn't perform on camera on a video that was on Pornhub, yeah. I would talk to Elon Musk and I'd be like, send me into space. Send me, test out whatever on me.
Yeah.
Give me a robot suit, whatever you got, man. The freakiest, the most dangerous stuff.
Yeah, put an implant in my brain, launch me to Mars.
Well, someone asked this question, what's worse then? Can't get it up or finale in a minute?
Can't get it up.
Can't get it up. Because at least finale, you finale.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the worst.
Right. You're like, hey,
well, I got...
he works just a little too good.
He's awesome at working. Ian in Toledo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
All right. Basically, I got to say it does happen quite a bit. I was a little bit younger. Basically, went out to the bar. Super hot girl. I mean, probably the hottest girl I've ever slept with. Basically, go back after the bar, her mom's up, hanging out. She makes us breakfast at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Sit there and eat like a pig. Basically, go upstairs with the girl. We're fooling around.
Mm-mm.
And, I had to poop.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Big old sausage gravy breakfast got you.
Big breakfast will do that to you.
If you got to poop, you know.
So we fool around for a while, you know, a bunch of all of us, you know, it doesn't end up happening. We end up falling asleep.
Mm.
But I did redeem myself. Woke up before anybody. Snuck downstairs, took care of business.
Yeah.
Went back upstairs.
All right, well, that's good. At least you recovered
the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's a bad... You don't, can't eat a full breakfast.
You can't eat a big old breakfast.
No way.
No.
Steve's in New Hampshire. Steve, did your night start amazing but turn embarrassing?
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys? Penis balls, big fan.
Penis to you, sir.
Thanks, yeah, so my buddy and I were out in Vegas, and we picked up these two lovely ladies. You know, over the night, made it back to my hotel room. Start getting after it. He gets in a little bit sooner than I do. So I join in about 10 minutes after him. And about 2.5 minutes later, I catch my finale. And I pretty much had to sit in the bathroom for like a half hour listening to him beat cheeks. And I'm just out of the game, just bored by myself.
Yeah.
And I couldn't leave because it was my room, you know?
Yeah, it's just 28 minutes of shame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Big shame. A lot of shame.
That's where you high-five him. Hey, man, thanks for carrying that one.
Good work.
You did.
Nice job.
Dynamite Sometimes work. In a tag team match, one guy does all the work.
Yep.
You still got the pin.
Mm-hmm.
still got the pin.
having a night. We were hoping, hopping rather, from party to party. I was with a couple of friends. At the end of the night, went back to my friend's house with this girl. This girl came with me. We banged a bit. We passed out after. I woke up an hour later with my friend screaming at me because there was, oh, Jesus, no, it was, it gets dark-sided.
What?
Anyway, she was, it was her monthly visitor.
Oh, my.
And they screamed like they were there.
Well,
there
was a murder. Things that you thought, something. Looks loud.
You would think there's a murder.
Yeah, on mom's couch, you know?
Yeah. Mom's going to be mad.
Someone said, guys don't realize it's not about the guy. It's all about the girls. And I dated a stripper. She loved women. And several times I would just go to bed or get a sandwich. It is so much work to be with two women. You constantly worry about pleasing them and making sure that you don't spend too much time on one and not on the other. And you worry about your girl getting jealous.
There's yeah, man, my involved. Buddy, he broke it all down. He was like, he was stressed.
Yeah, it sounds stressful
he
to me.
He was stressed. He was like on a treadmill.
To me, it's the same he as like was, being in one of those things where you got to like ride the bike and then swim and then shoot the triathlons or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
so he's not doing it anymore?
I don't think so. I don't
you
think so.
I got to get out of that
it's
game.
It's like it's only...
Yeah, you only have
like it can only be in that game for a while,
it loses
right?
its luster, I think, you eventually yeah. grow
Although I
up.
I think there's like old swingers
yeah,
out there.
There are.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think you're ever really like, truly out of the game, but I think the game of every weekend something's happening slows down.
Yeah.
That's crazy to even think about being with two chicks trying to do your best work.
It's just about, it is about the girl all the time because it's just about, the girl is the one that gets the other girl, you know? And so you're basically, you're the guy that kind of girl likes.
Mm.
And then you're just along for the ride and you have to try and keep up.
Yeah.
Right?
This person said, when I was in college, I did a bunch of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
One night, these two snow bunnies come over for a threesome. I was doing great until I felt my arm go numb.
Oh, well.
Jeez. Long story short, I had a heart attack mid-funnelingus.
Oh, my God. That's worse than I thought.
Well, thankfully you're still with us, sir.
Yeah, thank God.
Because those whores could have just left.
Those whores could have just ran out on
yeah.
you.
Excuse me, Slots. I'm going to have some nitroglycerin real quick.
Oh, my.
Jeez.
Bad.
Nothing
that
like a
bad.
Threesome Jeezy. Death.
Jeezy Pete's.
Cocaine heart attack. Dustin's
it can happen.
Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing okay. We're talking about a night that went from amazing to embarrassing. Did it happen to you?
It actually happened to one of my friends.
Okay.
So it was his first time ever having sex, and we're actually having an orgy at my house.
Wow, first time orgy.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
Yeah, so we were going. It was just me, him, and then two other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up finishing before him, surprisingly. And so I had left the room. I had taken a shower. And I come back in to him kneeling on my bed, crying butt naked because his condom had broke and he had finished
her. Oh no. The old once and you're done.
You talk that, about how scary it is to see a man's white ass, but to see your buddy naked and crying.
You're right. That's worse.
Oh,
what's also worse is finishing before your virgin one. Buddy.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
oh my God,
out.
He was a champion.
Yeah, he was lasting.
All right. So he got a couple of children now?
he does, but not with that girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He snaps right through those condoms.
He was a virgin, right? So he's probably like, I'm never having sex again. Turns out I did.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's like, put your pants on, man.
Oh, the fear.
Stop crying.
I had a threesome with my smoke show side piece, Muscles McDouche Long Dong. He's railing her like glasses. So his buddy, I guess, is a handsome-looking, well-endowed man. Just to translate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching him rail her like Lassie.
I don't know what's happening here. But so hot, I finaled. So hot, I finaled and had to watch him rail her for 40 minutes. No tears, but lots of quick trigger shame.
Mm. Mm.
So he somehow was turned on by the fact that this girl was being nailed by another guy, mm-hmm. and it made him finale.
And then I just had to watch it for a lot longer. Got drunk in Miami. I banged two women. I did my thing, but during the night, I peed the bed.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I was so embarrassed. I jumped up and took off as one woke up confused, like, yo, what the F did you do?
Yeah. Bye.
One more quick call here. Jake, happened in Alaska?
Yeah, I was working up in Alaska. Morning, penis balls.
Penis. Oh.
Yeah, I was working up in Alaska, and I met this girl at the hotel, and she was working there, and she was an actual Eskimo, you know, and... You know, we went out and a couple of her friends and everything, we were all getting all, you know, drinks were flowing and everything. Well, she took me back to her house and they made like some weird native food for us all to eat.
Yeah.
Eskimo food.
Me and this girl slip off into the bedroom, you know, things are starting making out and everything. Well, all of a sudden I start getting the spins. Like, I was like, oh no, this ain't good. And so I kind of tell her, like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. So I run across the bathroom, and the bathroom was really set up weird. The toilet was, like, hidden in the back, and I couldn't find it. And I'm hurling, and I'm covering my mouth, trying to make sure I don't hurl over things. Well, it didn't work. With me covering my mouth, it made this big puke sprinkler.
Oh, God.
All over the freaking bathroom. And then finally found the toilet, and ended up finishing my business in there. And I tried to clean it up as best as I could. And she walks in. She's like, oh, my God. I puked all over her pants for her work and everything.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
What did she feed you?
What was it, like whale fat?
That's great.
It was something. Whale blubber.
Yeah,
fermented whale blubber.
Native Eskimo food.
Huh.
She was an actual Eskimo.
I don't think we've ever heard of the
Eskimo sex story.
Yep.
Eskimo sex.
First ever Eskimo sex story. There.
I never even put those two words together.
No, I didn't either. That's it sounds like some sort of crazy move.
Eskimo sex.
I had Eskimo sex tonight.
They're not Eskimos anymore, right?
No, I don't think that's what you're supposed to call them.
No.
Nope. You don't call them Eskimos.
It's like,
just natives.
Bad term, I think.
Yeah. We never heard that.
No.
Try my traditional meal.
Okay.
Should make you throw up in
a
few minutes.
What's in this?
Baby seal.
Whoa.
I got whale fat.
Oh, yeah. You really can taste that. That's a bad night. And one more text. A girl here, college years, started hooking up with this amazing hot guy who'd been flirting for ages. And he ended up finishing before he could even...
do anything.
Be in. Wow. Fast forward 2 years. We get to try again. Once again, he finaled on my leg.
Man, she gave him a...
before anything could happen.
Chance. Another chance, too. He's just like, I can't!
Sorry. I kind of love that God said, we will make this man incredibly beautiful, but I'll give him this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, nature balances it out.
They do. It does some weird stuff.
He said he was going to go outside, smoke a cigarette, and he just left.
I'm going to just... Wow. That's what I did that to a gas station. I quit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Like, I'm totally just going to go smoke.
He did the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.